If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Everywhere we go, people want to know who we are and where we come from. So who are yous and where do you come from?
I'm Suzanne.
Where are you from?
Can I go straight into my whole
thing? Yes,
don't split it and then...
So I'm Suzanne from Ballymun.
I'm Fiona and I'm originally from Auchtanavon Roads. Auchtanavon Roads. My dad bait me if I said Cameron. I only mess know I am. I'm from Dublin 7, let's say.
So where is Dublin 7? Is that Cabra? Okay, Cabra.
Yeah, it is. No, I'm literally around the corner. But you know, it's funny because when I used to hang around Cabra years ago, and I'd be like, oh, I'm from Cabra.
You're not posh.
But you would be shamed for saying that.
And you are both from the where?
Slice of Naples.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So first of all, before we do anything, just tell me, what is the Slice of Naples?
So it's a pizza shop.
Okay.
Pizza restaurant. Well, not restaurant.
Van.
Pizza van.
Truck.
Yeah, pizza van in the quarry car park in Glasnevin. Finglas.
Okay. Also Finglas to some people and Glasnevin to others. So there you go.
Yeah. So a pizza shop. Yeah. We're open
over a year. It was November, was it?
14 months. Yeah, that's how I share the same birthday as Slice of Naples.
Oh, do you?
9th of November. So now my birthday is always overshadowed by the pizza shop's birthday as well.
Yeah. You're much older than it, though.
So before we go into the Slice of Naples and where you came from me, I found you on Instagram. Sarah Ballymun-Hone shared this video on Instagram.
Nice. Yeah.
And I was like, what is this? It was hilarious, but I was like, one thing I was like, is this the same person? Because you had sunglasses on and the hat was like you. And I was
it was the hat one, wasn't it?
That's right. I was like, who is this? And I was like, is this the same person? And then I was like fully invested into who Craig was. I was like, you talk about Craig.
My baby daddy, apparently.
And then I was going through the videos and I was like, I can't find this Craig fella. And then I was sending the message out to people going, do you know who these girls? What is this? And then I went down the rabbit hole of your videos.
Yeah.
And the poor child coming up to the pizza
that's
van.
Was that the first one
we actually
made?
That
was the second video.
YouTube
was the first one. This is all her. I'm just the poor spot that goes along.
No, that's not true. No, do you know what? It's funny because if something comes to me or like I get a little idea, I'll have this whole like idea of how it is.
I have
a vision.
But knows what way to shoot it. Like it's like a whole thing.
Come here, but I come to you with it. I think it's like you say, well, that doesn't make sense. And we work together as a team.
Do
you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's me, well. Son Dawson. God love him. Craig was in the background. Is that a blue steel, bro? And he's like that.
Do you know what? It's funny because even that one, the first one that we recorded ourselves, like on the phone and all, we were both like looking at the camera and we had to like crop it and edit it like so much. When I was doing it, I was like, look, see, you keep laughing. As soon as she'd say something, she'd look straight at me and she'd laugh. And I'm like, we can't use that because as soon as you. So I was like, right, try it again with a long pause. And it took a bit of practice, but she's great now, I must say.
Susie. Every time. Like, even that EastEnders one, how long was I behind the door cackling before?
No, but come here, even in that EastEnders one, I edited, there was no saving it because there was a lot of videos still. If you watch it again, you'll hear her going,
hear my laugh. It sounds like little fans.
I was like, there's nothing I can do, but I think sometimes that's more organic if you look at something and you can hear them. Even we do a bloopers, don't we? We always like to do a little bloopers.
Do you have marketing in your background?
No.
No, she's just a born actress. Like,
I just enjoy it. I think possibly the only thing I was good at in school was like stories and poems and stuff like that. And coming up with
drama.
So take it completely back, right? Are you sisters? Are you friends? What is your story?
We're friends.
Yeah, friends.
Very good friends. Our two fellas are best friends.
Yeah,
since
they grew up together.
School, isn't it?
Well, they live on the same road, so
they're
literally
same road. They're friends years. So obviously,
we have no choice.
I know. To be honest, it's just as well that we do go on because they are that close. That would be awkward.
But so I got with Craig in 2012, and it was like February 2012. You were like soon after me with me.
When did we meet? We met at a house party,
I'm
just trying to remember. Do you know what? I can't even remember what happened to me lunch yesterday. I'm still saying baby brain. How long do you get away with that now?
Not 7 months later.
No.
Yeah, it's done.
I'm milking it.
So the lads are obviously best friends. And they're obviously, I was with Craig and then Lee met Fee. And it was a house party, wasn't it?
We both had odd socks on, right? And we were drawn to each other. We didn't even know they were together at the time. You were like, hey!
Yeah, so it was a house party. So I obviously went back after the pub with Craig to a house party. Me and Fiona was there.
Frankie's house party.
For some random reason, me and Fiona was in the kitchen. We both had odd socks on, but our odd socks matched, if you got me.
I don't know what happened.
We had a black sock and a white sock on. The two of us had the exact same set of
maybe
odd socks.
Maybe at some stage of the night we had swap socks.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
I don't remember.
But I just goes, hey! And she was like, oh my God.
And we just touched toes and we were like, oh, you just become my best friend.
We touched toes and it was, rest is history.
And then ever since then, we've been inseparable.
That's the true random story. When I talked about that to you today and we knew we were coming on this podcast, I was like, when did we actually meet? And they were like, remember we fell in love at a house party?
Yeah, we sat together for the rest of the night because we had our socks on. How random.
Just as well we did because we mightn't hit off.
I want your mercy.
Do you know what? To be honest, we do have a good relationship for, just as well, like I said, the boyfriends being best friends, so it worked out well for us.
Exactly, imagine we did.
There'd be nothing worse.
Super
to be fair, all of us do, all the lads, like they're all a real tight-knit group, aren't they? And like even all of the girlfriends, we all have a big group chat. We all do actually get along really well, so that's thankful. And
because I don't know, how old he is?
I'm 24.
I'm nearly 34. I'm
you're 34 in like
a month.
Next month.
So
I just forget birthday. Sometimes and I'm like Craig's birthday are a day after each other. So Craig's the 25th, you're the 26th.
Because I don't think that's like with my group, obviously. We used it together like since long time, 2014, years. And you still have those WhatsApp groups going because I'm 44, so I'm just that older. But I don't have that WhatsApp group with me. You move away, like with kids now.
I don't think I'll ever move away. Even last night the group chat was lit and I literally was having my mom in the background and I was like, just give it away.
I only said to her today on the way in the car and she goes, did you bitch? I said, I didn't see it. And I have a view with
her. She knew with the group
chat. Do you know what? It's too much going on some days. And when you, like, I go to bed early sometimes with kids. So I don't want this, like, bing, bing. I'm like, I'm trying to relax. I'll decide when I want to go in and be, you know, available for use.
I dip
in and out. I chicken dipper.
And then tell me, you were saying about school, like just for you at the moment, like just like we're talking about what you want to do, because I wanted to know like how you've come about to be the people you are now. So what was school like for you?
School. Why do you have to bring that?
Tell her about the test.
Great. What?
We're diving in.
The test, right? No, I wasn't good in school. No, I have to say I wasn't good in school. I was good in certain things, but I wasn't really like paper to pen good. But funny, like I was good at like short stories and poems, and that's where I was like got really excited. But there was a test in school one time, and I was called up, and the teacher was like, Fiona, I just want to have a word. You know, I was young, I'd say it was primary school.
And
she was like, I just want to have a word. She, like, you copied this test. And I was like, all right. And she was like, you can't be doing that, whatever. And I was like, come, hold on a minute. How do you know that she didn't copy mine? Because she was like, the two of them match identically. Yeah. I was like, well, how do you know, like, Michelle's test, like, she didn't copy mine? And she goes, because where's his name at the top of the page? You're on Michelle. She used to sit like that with her arm up over, like guarding it. Then I was like, whoa, So now I'd like be sitting beside them. No, I wasn't good. Pop quizzes, where was the Titanic going? It was going to sink. I'm just real, God love me. But you win some, you lose some.
Yeah, that's it. That was it.
And what about you?
In school?
Yeah.
I was actually very smart in school. Yeah.
Where did you go?
I went to Canisius.
Okay.
And then Michael's in Finglas. So yeah, very smart. Loved primary school. I had a band in primary school actually as well.
You band?
I had a band.
You were in a band? Are you
band? My dad used to get all the nicky nacky bits and I used to bring Lion King pens into school to sell them for him.
Del boy, you
I
did
to,
not.
I was a little del boy with the band out in the yard. Oh, Jesus, yeah.
So you wonder where you get it from and that's like...
Oh, my dad's, my dad's mad. So yeah, obviously that's where we get it from. But I'm more shy than Fiona. Like, I wouldn't be...
Yeah.
Like, I know I'm like grand talking to people, but I mean, like, the minute camera's in my face, I'm like...
It's funny because like when I even had this like certain view of you and you came to me a year or two later saying like, no, that's not the way I am, because people were saying like, oh, she's a bit standoffish, isn't she? She's a bit like,
no, she's
like
rude, real nice to everyone. I'm like, nah.
She's
like,
not.
I keep people at arm's length until I like
you. But for me it wasn't like that's why you say to people, no, she's not,
it's because she is.
Why do you think you're like that?
I don't know. I just don't
let people in.
Yeah, I don't let people in straight away.
I think it's a good way to be.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know what it is. I think it's just getting older. I just want to keep myself and keep people at arm's length unless I need to let them in.
Yeah.
But not always. It's like, if I love you, I love you to death. Like, too hard, nearly. But then, if I don't like it, or if you're, like, if my friends meet someone, I'm kind of like, oh, right, I'm not going to be like, hey, how are you? Like, I'm not that kind of girl. But once I love you, I love you.
I am. I think I'm very, like, oh, my God.
Yeah, you are. You're that girl.
But then if you piss at me and tell me it's raining, it's like, bye. I'm cold. Like, just, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So it's like, you
and
can
I
be
think
one
that's
way
why we work, because you are so perky.
Let him in.
I remember we went to a wedding and like I knew nobody and Fiona knew loads of people and you know when you're mixing them England and Fiona's like, hi, how are you? And I'm just kind of standing at the wall.
Do you know what? I probably didn't even know.
No, but she's bringing me into the conversation sense, so it kind of gets me going in a lot of ways as well.
Yeah.
Because I don't find it that easy.
You work well.
To just like small talk.
I do. Funny enough, when you said that to me, you were like, I'm not like that at all. Like, I find it very hard to, I was like,
I don't
remember.
Except me, like, the old friends that I have years and years. Jesus, grew up together, so that's a whole different story. But yeah, just new people.
Otherwise, like, you're like,
not even new people. I just don't like.
Borderline rude.
Yeah,
borderline. You're rude.
Not. But yeah.
Tell me what it was like growing up in Ballymun.
I absolutely loved Ballymun. Loved it. So we started when I was a small kid. We lived in Thomas McDermott Tower and 13th floor. And I remember, I moved down here when I was 5. I will never forget, went to Crazy Prices with my mum. Remember Crazy Prices?
Crazy
Prices.
Remember?
Went to Crazy Prices in Ballymun. My brother Mark was in the buggy. He was only about 2.5. The lift was broke. Full shop, buggy, my brother and me, up the stairs with all the shop. And we had to walk all the flights of stairs. I must have been only 5, because then after that, like, I still remember. And I remember my dad, he used to go off to Liverpool and get smokes and all that, right? And he had them on the balcony, and I fucked them all off the balcony. I got on the balcony one day and threw them all over the balcony, and I swear to God, I thought he was going to kill me stone dead. I was only 5, I still remember them things.
Trauma.
Like, as clear as your trauma.
Don't leave that in the basement. Leave that down there.
So yes, so I lived there until I was 5, and then we moved to Finglas South, Rafferty. We moved in with my nanny. My granddad had Alzheimer's at the time, so we moved in to give her a hand. She was still working out in the airport in the Kesh. She used to give the lads our dinner and all that, so we moved in with her.
Your nanny.
And then
what was that like?
What, living with my nanny?
With your granddad like that?
To be fair, I don't really remember it as much. I just remember my granddad used to pace the floor. He used to walk up and down all the time. Like, just walk up and down. So, my nanny's, it was like, they had the front room and then they had the back room, which is always like dining table, little kitchen, and then they had the sofa and all there, and he used to just pace the floor, back and forth. And that was just his thing. So, I was so young, I didn't even know what was wrong. So, obviously, my mum and dad wouldn't let me know kind of the ins and outs. But I just knew my granddad was sick and he didn't speak around, you know, that kind of way. But we lived in that house, and my uncle Colin lived in one room, my nanny and granddad was in another. So, me and my mum, my dad, and my brother was in one room, so two bunk beds and a double bed in one room. And I swear I could tell you the exact colour of the walls and all. Like, I can remember it's clear to this day. So when my granddad died, then my ma got pregnant with my little brother Sean, so we decided we wanted to move out. So we got a flat in Ballymun. My nanny ended up selling her house and coming with us because she didn't want to be on her own. So that was Thomas Clark Tower on the fourth floor. And underneath us used to be the app where they used to feed all the homeless. Mm. And across was the Balcourse Blocks. And all my friends, that's where all my friends are from. So my first day moving out to Ballymun, this is actually funny.
Who are you going to tell us the story about, Sayan?
So who did I think I was, right? So I went down on my bike with my brother. I was like, right, come on.
So you must have been a tomboy because you had brothers.
I was a pure tomboy. I used to play basketball, football, everything. Yeah. Never wore like girly stuff. Hair always back, back in the platch, and all that kind of way. So my first day in Ballymun, I went down, my bike, I was like, come on, Mark, let's go. So I went down, and there was three lads across on the block. Now, only probably the same age as me. I was 8. I remember this day as well, as clear as day. Three lads, and they were kind of looking at me, so there was kind of like a ramp up, like kind of like a footpath kind of thing. So we went up, and I was just like showing Mark how to ride his bike. And next of all, these young folks started throwing stones at me. Well, I fucking chased them, and they ran. They were terrified. I chased them for a good 25, 40 minutes. I was not letting that go because he hit me, brother. I was like, no, I'm going to kill you. But anyway, after that, they decided to make me their friend because they were terrified of me. I was taller than them all. Yeah. Like, I'm 5'9". I was this height when I was, like, 11. Do you know what I mean? So I'm 7 feet since I'm 11. And one of the lads, his name is Robbie, his sister was working in the chipper van.
Now, it was like, yeah, was that, yeah.
Bear in mind, we were 8. She was working in the chipper van. Like, the HSE or someone should have been called there. Do you know what I mean?
She was 8.
She was 8.
And you get everything from them, wouldn't you? What did they sell in them things? They used to be able, like, you could get on you want, wasn't it? Bread, to deodorants, smokes.
Yeah, so anyway, Diane was working in the chipper van, and Robbie was obviously one of the lads that I chased. And one day she was like, oh, who are you? And all, I was like, hey, I'm Suzanne. So she gave me a free potato scallop.
Lovely.
And ever since then, we have been inseparable.
But what did she say at your head? And she, that was the best bridesmaids speech I've ever heard.
2022 and Diana's maid of honour. But what did she say?
She said, I just looked out from that fan and I thought, who is that young
girl? Oh yeah, who was that young girl? Because I dressed so like a boy, and I was so tall, and like look at the length of my arms and all, everyone just thought it was young. So I was one of the lads. So after that, then there was one day,
a lovely young fleck.
But one day, Diane came, like, I'd only see her in the chipper van, so she always gave me a free kind of Fanta or whatever. So I was like, right, you're sound. So
she's
like,
probably into you. No, you're a bloke.
But one day she came down, so like our tower and their blocks was only like a few metres apart, basically. Mm. And it was a field, big, huge field that we used to play in every day. And one day she just came down. I'd only ever seen her in the chipper van, so she came down and she was like, can I play with you? And her brother was like, get away, you. And I was like, no, she's with me. And that was it. That was literally it. Ever since then, so it was the two girls and 10 lads, and we used to batter them. I mean, like, people used to play like catch and kiss or whatever it was called. We used to play catch and beat. Mm-hmm. Like, we would batter the lads, and we used to play like every game.
I remember that letter IRA. Remember you used to get battered for your letter. I used to be telling them all straight away.
But like, we used to get bullied something terrible about them. So like, Diane was always putting goal when we were playing like football, because, and they used to call her Big Fat Goalie, and I was in English because I had big ears. So that was the thing. So they used to like give us absolute death. But I swear to God,
they're still inseparable.
Like, I work with Diane, and we're in, like, she's up at the front office and I'm in the back office, and we text each other from morning to night. Like, every single day, there's never been like probably even 3 hours where we haven't texted each other.
They're very close. It's actually really nice to have that, like,
Isn't it mad how you have these like really vivid memories of growing up? Because like, even you saying there, like, you know, at 5, at 8 and the things you remember, like, I have those memories as well growing up.
Yeah,
you know,
it's like a bit of milestone. Things your brain obviously holds on to this.
Yeah, for sure. Do you ever see that? What was that film? That kid film, Upside Down, Inside Out. What is it?
Inside Out.
When
she sends
up the little. That's funny how it is. It's a really, really good. Is like, it's on Disney or something, but it's
it's
they
a
send
Pixar
up a random little memory, and it's like, that must be how it is.
Dumbledore with his little thing.
It's actually really, really. Really cute. And did you ever see they send up a random song and they're like, I just send that up there for no reason? You know, you're just singing, it's like, why do I remember that?
And then it's Fiona, a good film. You growing up then, like, I'm going to say it to like people saying cabra, people in Navanor. So were you a posh cabra?
Do you know what? I'm only messing
with posh cabra, I feel.
Do you know what? It was funny because we lived on Kirkpatrick Road, so it's like off the Neffin Road, actually. And then randomly, when I think about it now, I'm like,
we moved around to Hampton Green. So do you know where Park Motors is on the Navan Road?
Yeah.
So like where the Maple Centre is, and into that estate. But I literally had lived around the corner. So I'm like, why did they do that? Yeah, I remember even going around in a little trailer one day.
Like,
we were
really stuck.
But I think at the time there was no kids on the road, or there was something like that, that my mum was like, no, and like they didn't move far. But like, yeah, I don't know why anyway, but we went from literally there to there. So I remember even saying to people like, oh, Cabot, like, no, it was Hampton Green, or it was like Kirkpatrick Road. So my dad used to be like, no, it was off the Navan Road. But like that, I said, I'd go around to Cabot and I, or I'd be saying, I'm from Cabot, and people from Cabot were like, would you stop your posho, like, and so like that's the reason I would kind of go from saying that, but I'm actually not, so there you go.
You both come across like having a really, really strong, funny relationship, but there has to be more. I can be honest with Suzanne, I can see how that you're like a little nervous, Annie. I can see that in you.
Yeah.
I can see it in you even talking, and then you're just minding her, do you know what I mean? Like, I can see
it always does.
Just like,
do you remember, I'll give you a story. When we went into FM104 to record our promo little thing, I was literally shaking that much trying to like talk to the mic. Fiona just held my page for me. I'm just like, here, you know, on the back. And she's like, that's the kind of friend that you need, is someone that's going to hold your page when you can't talk for yourself. No.
Do you know what? It's these things that you think like, oh yeah, it sounds like nothing, but when you go in, it's like the pressure of like these little things. It's funny.
It's just all new to me. Like, it's nothing I'd ever
never.
I ever would have thought I'd do either. It's just like me treating.
Just having a ball, throwing up an odd Instagram video for the giggles. That's all we want, is a few little mates that we have on Instagram to get a giggle of it.
And then
otherwise we're like, what the fuck?
So you said both wives, both mothers.
Yeah.
And then running the business as well.
Yeah, well, that's the lads. We don't do any of that.
We literally just do it ourselves.
Yeah, we just have a lot. We don't
do as much as we portray.
Yeah. Well, people think that we actually work there. Like, people, they'd be like, oh, yeah, can you not see the
where's them sexy mops?
Yeah, so it's just
reeling all the lads down.
Yeah.
And how did Dislikes Naples come about? Tell me about that.
So the lads got it in.
So what was the lads?
Summer. They knew the fella that owned the thing before, and it burnt down, and it was just an opportunity that came up, and the lads took it. So we just kind of jumped on.
We jumped on.
And
do you know what? I don't even remember how we decided that we just like took a funny video. We were down there one day, anyway,
and we were like, oh.
And look, I love making TikToks and stuff, didn't I? Anyway, so I was just like, why don't we just like make something random?
Well, it was like when we seen it, was like, oh, imagine we did like the van or something, like the van.
Yeah, I think. You were saying that, and then we went with it, and it just worked. And it's funny because the other idea that we had initially went down to do that day didn't even turn out as well as the ones that we like random. It's funny, like, even that, like, we sometimes would pay for these people to come out and like video it and da da da, and when we just do these random little ones that we talk about,
well,
they can even do better. I think it's pot luck with TikTok
and
you know,
Instagram,
it is. Obviously there's a lot like behind that we don't research, like what time of day you post and all this other stuff. There is a lot to do with that we don't really look into at the minute. Sure, we don't.
No,
we do have a time.
Well, literally,
we only have the time because it's when we're sitting down the evenings when we don't have the kids. Hectic time, and that's the only reason we run with it.
What do your husband's speakies? What do they do?
Oh my god, like, Craig, do you know what? I don't even tell Craig about half the stuff that we're doing until
it's done
and we show them. And if they laugh, we know,
yeah, but you know what? What do I be like?
But like, we always say to each other, if we're cringing looking at ourselves, we know it's gonna be good.
No, but you know what? I do say to her, she keeps saying, we post now, and until like Lee leaves the house, I can't post it because I'm embarrassed. I'm walking around like bright red.
Yeah.
Like, why am I so scarlet? And then every time I'm that cringed at myself, I know it's going to be good, even though I'm like shitting of it and it's like real, I'm on the fence. But I can't sit there for 1 minute and have him go up and load it on his phone and me hear.
Yeah, you hear him watching it.
You silly cat.
Yeah,
so, I'd literally die. I can't
see,
even watch
I like watching Craig's reaction because then
I know. I can't watch Liam.
No, I know when it's genuine or not, where everyone's, oh yeah, that's great, but where he's like literally pissing himself.
I'd rather it do what it has to do on Instagram. He'll come across it and be like, oh my god, and I'll be like, yeah.
I can't believe that about you, that you have that cringe.
Do you know what? It's only with him, isn't it?
Yeah, it is only with him.
I don't care.
She can literally, like, she comes up to me, and if we're doing something, she can literally just switch into a character, and I'm like looking at her, and she's not one bit of shyness. Like,
when anyone else,
I can't. Well,
I don't know what it is with Lee. I just, he's like the worst critic. Whatever he says, even though he's not like that, he just thinks they're all funny.
Yeah.
But if he was literally to say that, and it would sway my thing of posting, I'd probably be like, oh, if he said something them about I feel a bit more often. I know if I felt comfortable deep down and I just post it, and then if he has that and say, I'm like, well, tough, it's out there. Do you know what I mean? After all that hard work.
Where does it come from? Where is that switch? Where is that drama? Where is that, like, where does it come from in you?
Oh God, I don't know. I enjoy it.
Home videos and all of you doing that as a kid.
I was probably young. I suppose when I was very young, I was in like drama and stuff like that. But I think as soon as I started going to work and all, I just stopped all of it. And then obviously having kids and life just getting in the way. And then I came across TikTok, remember? And I post videos miming or whatever.
She can lip-sync so well as well.
And I enjoy it. I just get a thrill out of it. It's just fun for me. A little act, Defo, that's it. I just enjoy it. Enjoy it. I don't know where it comes from or how. Just not in the family, right?
First one.
Would you like to do that?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Would you?
Yeah, but I wouldn't have the time. The TikTok's doing me. If I throw a little TikTok up on my Instagram and it gets a few likes, or I know people get a giggle out of it, that does me. I'm like, happy now.
So what was it like for you the first time you put a video up and the reaction that you got?
Oh, God.
That's the first one that we did went viral. The first one went awesome. And
we
dad.
What's viral? Your dad was very funny.
That was the one. I remember I just kept swiping on TikTok and it was just like the numbers just kept going up and I was like,
so I remember when we were ringing each other on the phone, I was like, oh my God.
But you know what? It's so funny because some fella literally commented when I kept doing that and I was like, it's going up, but I'm real bad with maths. I am so bad. And that even Lee was saying to me, that's every time you swipe that's 1,000 more people viewing it. And I was like, what? Because I didn't realise. And he was saying me and I was like, oh my God, it is. And then someone wrote underneath it, okay, you've hit whatever mark it was, here come the trolls. And I was like, what's this mean?
They did.
Whoa.
Oh my God, did they? Yeah, the comments that we get, it's like
right, take it back, calm down for a second, and tell me about, because everyone thinks that we have this lovely side of Instagram, and but there is people, when people put you out there, you know, I'm very lucky. I get it a bit, I get people telling me that I curse too much, and you know, or I got people, eating a croissant on it once, and someone was like, oh my God, you disgusting pig, sucking your fingers, and I was like sitting there going, and someone was like, disgusting pig, and I was like, delete, block, and done. So tell me what it was like when the trolls hit.
We screenshot them. That was more ammo for more marketing to be
and then
we replied back to things that they'd done. We got an inspiration for a little video.
EastEnders, the reason we got that is because someone said that we look like Roxy and Ronnie off EastEnders. So we literally wrote that on our list of EastEnders. So that's how we got. Mm. So it's nearly unless they said something really personal.
We done the van, and what does someone say? It's more like the van on crack.
It's more like the van on crack.
And then there was another fella
saying lift for like this, but
all fellas.
I went on to a fella's page, the girls all had their friends because they can relate to us, but it's all the lads, lift fillers, fake this, fake that.
I just have to laugh because at the end of the day, we're putting ourselves out there for our hands to be slapped, a little bit making a show of ourselves we have to not care what people think of us to some extension, because
if they said something really personal, I don't know how I would
come. I don't care,
but it's mad because it is mainly women that troll. It is mainly women that troll.
I've seen it. Some fella did say he was going to make our kids presents or something because I'm Vince the Ball. No. I can't remember what it was.
What did someone say about our kids?
Yeah, someone said something one time, I start going mad, replying to people. And
someone
people were like,
said
don't
something
get into
about
it.
Our kids. I can't remember.
He was just being evil, and I remember being whatever it was, back and forth, and people were like, why are you feeding into
that's
these
what
people?
We were even,
are they even real though? Who is on this
just
page?
Just fake accounts or whatever. But even we had an idea to do with the kids, and me and Fiona was imagine someone said something.
Yeah, that's the only thing. As much as the awesome was in the first, and then we started thinking, you know, the amount of people that we seen were looking, then I was like, I don't know if I want the kids being in the videos. Mm. It's not their choice, really. They don't really know what's going on and all.
Unfortunately, you get ammunition from the bad comments.
Funny.
I think it's funny that people find the time to say something negative. If you can't say that nice, just don't say it.
The only reason anyone's opinion would ever piss me off in life is it was genuinely somebody that I cared about.
Yeah.
That's the only real opinion that I'd be a bit like, why did I or get annoyed or
yeah.
It's genuinely come from a place of love that I'd want them to think a different way of me that I didn't see that view.
Yeah, definitely.
Otherwise I don't really give a fuck.
Yeah. And which do you get more from, like you were saying, TikTok is a little bit more lethal I think than Instagram.
Yeah, TikTok definitely is the one.
Because do you know why? Because we have like our little group of friends, I think, that added us on Instagram. It's a lot of people you know.
Like a lot
any
of
the comments it's like, oh, such and such a body said this.
You
know them.
Yeah, you know them. It's not
anyone that comments on
the
TikTok.
TikTok is
don't
like
know
random.
Them. Yeah,
it's all random. It's just like, given to anyone, like, isn't it? All different countries as well. So it's like just
anyone on that that algorithm.
And
I don't
just
know what
say
way it works.
Whatever they want to say, but yeah.
Which has been your favorite video to do?
I think the last one that we did.
No, but I enjoy them all. I do enjoy them.
Love Island was actually for you.
That was gas.
Well. Like,
that was
hilarious. But even going into Love Island, we had a totally different idea than what we actually did. So originally, I was meant to be like Fiona.
So I do like be like, right, I have an idea. Yeah, I'll write the whole script on it. Because you know what? It's nothing worse than going there and having this certain time and then being like, oh shit, what are we doing? Like, what? So if you have something to go off, you can say, right, maybe you should say this at this time or this, that, that. But when we actually sit down to do it, it's always like changed.
Yeah.
And it's better, but it's like at least you have something to be like, right, this is how we run with it.
Yeah.
And then we decided you're going
to
be your
own
character.
Yeah, she wanted me to be the same as her, like the little girly girl dancing. And I was like, that is not me, love. I'm not doing that. So I was like, well, I'd be angry. Like, so I'd be like against the whole Love Island vibe.
Yeah.
So that's what I was like, what do you want me to say? I'm Suzanne, 5'9".
Yeah.
I like bubble bats and long walks to the yard. Awful, and I'm shouting and all, and she's just like, hi, I'll be on, and like floating around.
So we kind of went with that then ever since with the videos. It's kind of like I'm in character and you're like, hold on
so
a minute.
So that's kind of like what we do. Like,
you're
she,
you.
I'm just me, and she's just everyone else.
Mad crazy bitch.
Who videoed you walking up with the boots up to our door?
Me, that was me.
Right, okay.
So
and I done her clips, she done mine. We just literally
And like, it's, that's what I mean, even the van one, that's just videoed on our phones, and it's not perfect, but they're the ones that like work the best.
Yeah.
And the EastEnders one, I think, was so hilarious because the storyline was so like,
do you know what was so funny, right? When you sat there, we watched that for ages after, and there was actual tears because I was saying to her, it doesn't make sense, like the story, what I'm rocking up saying, hold on a minute, you're robbing stock, then the baby's your palace, what? And then we had to redo a clip, remember, because something happened. What was it? I can't even remember.
You didn't lead into why you were, or I didn't walk in.
I'm very critical, like I'm like, oh, but how can I open the door? And then we were standing there and she's like, that's grand, people won't notice. I'm like, I notice, that annoys me. And then whatever happened in this clip, I was like, we have to change that. So I had to put the boots back on, back out and all, right, do it. And she's like, my neighbour's not coming back in now.
My neighbour.
But we've done that. And when I look back at it now, I'm even dying because all the other clips are standing from a different angle. And then I was like, remember, I was like, oh no,
it's the baby.
What's wrong with the baby? I was like, nothing's wrong with the baby. She's like,
it was so abrupt.
It didn't make any sense. So we were just literally sat at a hotel crying, going, can we even post that? Like,
what does your neighbours think?
None of my neighbours has seen it.
You were off.
Yeah, like none of my neighbours have seen it. Like, but I did. There was a hit when me and Craig went to FX Bookies, remember, I was telling you this, and the waiter in FX Bookies was like, oh, you're that girl off TikTok. Well,
die.
I nearly died.
I'd say you do pass it.
I pass away.
Yeah.
I don't mind me and Fiona, like even if people are looking at me doing it, I don't think I'd be able to do it. Like, she just comes up with the ideas, we bounce it off each other, but when there's anyone looking at me, I'm like, I panic, I'm like, nah, I can't, I'm
so
just too
funny.
Shy.
But you do get in, you
I'm
can get
introvert,
into it.
Extrovert.
You can lose yourself a little bit into it. I remember at the start I was like, you're looking at the camera.
I guess just laughing all the time.
She's a natural now.
Yeah, no.
Trained well.
Really.
And then, as you said earlier on, like coming down to the pizza place, people must be looking for you.
Oh, yeah, they are. Like, people literally.
We wouldn't know because we're never there.
Because I was looking at Paige going again, like, I was like, do they walk to you? What are they doing? Like,
and
what
is it? We do float down there the odd time we're looking for our pizza.
Sometimes.
And we're looking for our pizza. And we hang about, like, we do kind of hang about now and again, but we don't really. The odd time when it opens and stuff, we were getting sucked in and doing shifts and stuff.
The
odd time, but we don't actually go down there religiously and work 9 to 5. We are just.
Just have to do a little meet and greet at it.
Oh my god.
Sign a few autographs.
Get a few photos to put it up to.
Well, it'll probably be in the quarry if you want to see it.
Fiona, you told me, and it's like making sense with everything, like, you told me at the start you've got how many children?
I have three.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you manage? Because young babies?
Young, yeah, it's a bit wild at the moment. I have a 5-year-old and he's just started school, so that's good. And then I have a 2-year-old and an 8-month age, about 8 months now. So yeah.
How is that?
It's actually brilliant. It's a whirlwind. It's a beautiful chaos, if I could describe it. Yeah, no, but it is. I'm actually very blessed because my sister was travelling and she came back not so long ago, and she hadn't went back to work, so I was like, you're coming with me. She's been helping out a bit with the kids, so I'm actually blessed. If I have things to do or I have to go off here and there, I have that extra pair of hands, because it does in fact take
a
village.
What
they said is true.
I don't know how she copes.
I know. Do you know what, they are good kids. It like everything else, you know yourself, screaming to a pillow. But on the good days, are brilliant. The bad days are bad, as it is with everything.
Yeah. I don't know how you coped up, because like I was just saying this to, there's a girl, Makeup by Jill, Jill Makeup I think, or something like that, it's one of our taglines, and she's just had like a surprise baby.
Okay.
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
that
so
was
she's
the case
like,
for me as well. Yeah it was a little bit
so
like,
is it hard?
Yeah, of course it's hard. 100% it's hard.
You were in denial though at the start.
But it's so good. Yeah, I think it was about 7 months pregnant. Yeah. No, but I was literally like, no.
You were in denial. Couldn't be. She was like,
starting showing. I was like, couldn't be.
I was like, can you go to the doctor? She was like, no. Yeah. And she was.
I remember I like was like, oh my god. I remember I was sitting on the ground with pregnancy tests, and I remember Lee walking up the stairs, and I just looked at him and I was like, Lee. And he goes, I'm just gonna have to get a bigger car. I was like, isn't it grand for them? Like,
yeah.
It's just like
a bigger car,
I'm like, what? Yeah. Off you go. No, not a bother on them. But yeah, no, I have to say it's the best thing, because I always wanted three.
Okay.
So I knew it was going to happen in any way at some stage. I didn't actually think it would happen so soon, but look, at life
it
never goes to plan
is.
Anyway. Yeah, yeah, so it is what it is. And you may as well. You're in the tick of it anyway.
You're in the tick of it, yeah.
Just get up
it's
and get on
easier,
with it.
Yeah.
I know, that's what you said. And Paul was like, absolutely not. You said, well, if you have three,
if you have one, you're already screwed.
Yeah, you're like sorted anyway. So
I think I actually, funny enough, think, and people mightn't agree with this, for me, going from being myself and me, you know, thing, to going to being a mom was the biggest transaction for me.
Yeah.
So just having one, having 20, having three. For me, it was the changeover from not being a mom to being a mom.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden you're a mom. Like the responsibility of anyone, whether it's 5 or 1 or whatever, this
That's
is a new,
you.
Like,
yeah,
lioness.
Yeah, yeah.
The feeling is just,
yeah,
it's regardless
totally.
Of how many, I think it's just, you're in it already.
And you talk about that when you say the transition from being you to being a man, because being mothers, and then especially, you know, working and being businesswomen, because you are like doing what you're doing. Like,
so.
Like
I may as well get a briefcase.
Because you definitely are, like, you have this marketeer in you, like, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
But, like, to go from that to that, like, you do lose your identity.
100%. You can't just be, do you know what I miss?
You're never
just
you anymore.
Do you know, like, you can't just be like, oh, Beth, do you want to go to picture tonight? It's always, like, a schedule.
You're never you again, yeah.
You're still you.
You're you, but it's very limited time, okay?
From
6 to 8, like,
really. Yeah, yeah.
But then you're still worrying about, but look, it's still beautiful, and we're...
No, come here, you wouldn't change it.
No,
100%.
Yeah.
He's 9 and Isla's 4.
I can't believe you have a 9-year-old.
I know, I can't believe that you...
You're old.
I know.
We're old.
So Isla will be 4 on the 21st of January, so it's just like, she's easy now, don't you know?
It does fly
does
in, though, I do feel it. Flies.
No,
do they all?
She
do
was
they?
Born just before COVID hit.
Okay.
So, and I was on bed rest with her as well. So the whole pregnancy, I was having bleeds and stuff like that, and on bed rest. So then I went from being in my bed to having a baby to locked in the house. So then when the lockdown...
To her in your bed.
She's still in my bed, she won't leave me. But the lockdown lifted and I was kind of like, oh my God, I don't want to go out.
Yeah.
It was like I was like nearly institutionalized in my own house by just being in the bed for that long and not leaving. Like, it was so random, but she is all wild.
How hard is that, like, when you do be feel that like you are institutionalised and actually to get up and leave the house then? And
do you know what, I was the first few times it was just like, oh god, like I just want to go home again, but then after that I was like, geez, I don't want to be in my house anymore. It was just quick.
You go with it, you get
it, was quick, you just get used to things, you change, like, do you know what I mean? But yeah, it was just wild. And she isn't fazed by Anne. Like, she's just mad. You'd never know Anne. Even dogs,
I remember,
like,
after
kids didn't really know, I don't think, as much. But like, it's just weird, isn't it? Like, it's just, they're not even going to really know
about COVID,
do
you mean?
Yeah, and just all that time when we couldn't do Anne. Mm. Like, do you know what I mean? It was just weird.
We still met up and had a
But I think everyone did, because I think you had to, like, kind of try and meet up at some point to not lose your mind.
You have to, I think.
You know,
yeah, it was crazy.
We always used to FaceTime me friends. Like, so we'd
have a drink.
Have a little wine. Mm.
But you know what? You used to get actually even worse off, because you'd be sitting there on top of your drink and you'd actually be couldn't remember going to bed last night. Skype.
Me friends, we just FaceTimed each other, like, every weekend we'd sit there, FaceTime and have a chat. I remember one time it was like 10 of us on one, and like everyone shouting over each other so you couldn't even hear. It was so funny.
I remember I went on holiday with Callan when he was only small at the time. People were like, oh, you're going on a flight. Like, it was like frowned upon at the time. And we went away and we just sat in a little house away. And it was the best thing ever for him. And I'll get him into the pool and swimming. Like, do you know what I mean? It just, people had different opinions at the time. And it just, it was what it was, wasn't it, really? It was horrible. Fucking.
So, what does the future hold for you?
God only knows.
Who knows?
You
don't know. Don't you?
Next, like, yeah. I haven't a clue.
Stay tuned.
We're winging it, so we'll just see where the road takes us. Yeah. We're having a ball and we're enjoying every minute.
Yeah, we are.
That's
but you know what? It's just a bit of crack.
Yeah,
really.
It is.
That's all it boils down to, having a bit of fun.
Yeah.
Meeting up. A few ideas. Do you ever argue?
Never.
No, we actually don't.
Never
don't
had
we not? Like, don't get me wrong. I'm sure we like get on each other's tits most of the time.
What have I done?
I have something to say. Actually. Now that you brought it up.
No, we've never had an argument.
No.
Just the thing is, we're not like in. We're only in each other's pockets the last while from slicing neighbors.
Yeah.
We've always been friends, but it's never been
tight.
In this
too,
close,
like, you know what? We're not. We're the type of friends as well. I think I'm like that with most of my friends. I'm like, I can dip in and dip
she's
out.
A double dipper.
No, but I just like to just do my own thing and have my freedom, and sometimes you can be like maybe a few weeks that you're like constantly on. There could be like a few weeks that I mightn't even like send the odd text. Obviously
now
we would have to with the business more, but there might be a time we'd hear from me for a while and
just
where
like
I am.
But I'm fine with that as well.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
So that's why it works, because it's not like a question thing of
like
where have you been, what you doing.
Why don't you text me?
Like,
you know, it's not like a needy friendship. We know we're both busy and we see each other at the time.
But we do, I think now more than ever, we do actually be on to each other
a lot. Every day now, but it wasn't always like that. It's more the business has brought us closer together. So we've always had the lads and we've always gone out with the lads, and then we had our girly nights as well. But now,
and it was funny because they were friends since they were kids. It was always this thing of like the lads were best friends and we were like the girlfriends, blah, blah, blah. And now it's like, we're friends now.
Yeah,
so.
They can't stand.
Yeah.
Because they are telling each other. Like getting the advice from each other.
No, we're that close now. So I don't think it matters what age you meet someone. I think if you meet someone and you're on the same vibe, regardless of what age, whether it's childhood friends or whatever,
you
connect and, you know, that's just the way it is.
Yeah,
you can get close anyway.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Why do you think you're a dipper? Why have you always been a dipper?
Do you know maybe... When I think about it, so when I was young, like I said, we lived off the Navan Road.
No,
and then I moved to Wexford when I was about, what day was about?
A little country.
Yeah,
a
bit of a bogger.
Well traveled.
I think it was 10. And then we came back up probably when I was like, so we went back. So we went to Wexford and then we came back up.
Tell me about moving to Wexford.
It was actually lovely as a child. Like, I remember just going around being on my bike all the time, cycling everywhere. We had like a big house at the time, so I remember my mum even used to like pitch tents for me and my friends years ago, and my cousins would come up and stay and we'd sleep out the back and all. It was like this whole thing that was deadly. I loved it, I thoroughly enjoyed it, but I think we're having such a big family. I have like so many sisters and brothers and all that. Like, when they moved when I moved down there and they moved back up to Dublin, then I was a bit like on my own and stuff. And then they start having kids and all, and my mum was like, I just kind of want to be back up there. This was now when you were travelling 4 hours down the road to Wexford. It wasn't just like it was now.
So tell me that you said there about your sisters and brothers, right? I'm going to pry a little bit with your sisters and brothers.
Here we go.
We're
going to get you.
like, so they were down there with you and then they moved back. So what was that like for you? Like,
I'd say it was lonely as a child. I probably got a bit lonely. But no, I had a ball, to be honest with you. Anything that I can remember of Wexford was brilliant. It was good. And they moved up to Dublin or down. What do you say, down? Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
oh, see, told you.
No sense of direction.
But I'd come back down and like I'd be floating back and forth and all, so it wasn't a thing. But like, I think it was just like that because I was so used to having all that around me, and then all it was the like bodies. This bigger house.
Yeah. Mm.
Like, do you know what I mean? Acre land. My mum used to have to get in a big tractor to
stop around.
So like all that was like new to me, do you know what I mean? But other than that, and it was like when you think about it, it was a short amount of time.
Yeah.
So like, you know.
And then you came back to Dublin. What was that like?
That was grand. So I was obviously in two primary schools as a kid, and then I was halfway through secondary school when we came back up as well. So I was starting in a secondary school, I think it was like third year.
Oh yeah.
So it was like just like another school kind of thing. So for that was the only challenging thing, was like going into school and third year. People have already made their little clicks.
Their little clicks, yeah.
Yeah. But sure, I left in fifth anyway, so
So do you think that's why you're a dipper then?
Yeah.
Then that's why
I think I've always been kind of like, floating around where we were. And I'm real close with my sisters and brothers and stuff, so they were like my friends growing up, and I'm like quite close with them. And then one of my cousins would be like my childhood friend, so I've always had her there with me through life. And as much as I've always made friends, I think I mix well with everyone, but I don't really feel the need to. And to be honest with you, Leigh is my best friend.
Yeah.
As sad as it is. But like, I don't feel the need to like be in people's pockets. I was never really like that. I think I just like to just do my own thing.
You're a free spirit. That's what I'd say.
Thank you.
You're
just like, it's a nice way to put it.
It is.
A lonely bastard. Yeah. No, that's probably why. I don't know. Maybe that's my idea. Just,
so even with that talking about dipper, but like, what kind of friend are you? What if you were to say, for yourself, what type of friend do you think you are?
I don't know. You'd have to. I don't know.
To be fair, you are very reliable. Though you don't know that yourself, you're very reliable, and she's very uplifting and supportive. Like if you, even like when I was saying about FM104, she was like holding me page and rubbing me back, or even like what we're doing now, she's always like, "Come on, Sue, you have it." Like she's and you don't even know that.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
about yourself, and she's so funny as well, so I just love being around
her. I don't like to give things out if I don't feel that it's completely, like, so I'd kind of have a small little close knit, because if I don't really feel 100% with people or like that,
you wouldn't be a faker.
But I just
have a ball with you.
Yeah, I do. I vibe off people. If I get a good vibe off people and they give me a laugh, that's what I'm always looking for, a bit of a good vibe and stuff.
Do you trust easily?
I probably do.
I would say she's very easy.
But like I said, I think I'm a bit like,
if you piss me off, I'm a bit like, didn't sit well, so I'm done then a little bit.
I give easily, but I can take it back just as quick. Like, I'm strong in that way, I think. But I can be a bit like, oh my God, absolutely. I could probably be a bit of a bad judge of character at the start, but then I'm like, I can be cute, and I'm wide to people as well. So I'm thinking, as much as I can give my trust away, I'm like, oh, I'm just waiting for the minute to be like, oh.
Does that mean that sometimes you're taken advantage of?
Say that I don't think I'm taken advantage of, really. Not that I can, couldn't imagine. So, like I said, if I was, I'd be like,
you'd see through.
I wouldn't allow it if I knew it was happening, basically. Yeah. So, no, I don't think so.
And then
I'd like to not think so. Are you taking advantage?
What are you doing?
What's she trying to remind them? Girl.
Suzanne, what type of friend are you?
I think I'm a very,
you're a really good friend.
What's the word I'm looking for? I'm a true
positive
friend.
Positive.
Okay. I'm a true friend.
Yeah. And also uplifting.
Am I?
Yeah, very.
I am. I can be positive.
I don't think you can see the bad in anything. You're just like, well, this is the good out of it. Let's just work on the good.
Yeah, I do try and take the good out of every situation, but I can point out the bad. It can be negative.
Yeah, but I think you're real in it as well. If I come to someone with an issue, I'd like them to tell me
a
point of view from both sides. Let's just not be like, yeah, you're so right.
No, I would give it 2 cents. Like, if I feel like you're out to do something, or like if you're wrong in a situation, I tell you straight away.
Yeah, I like that about you. Even hearing you speak with other people, or being in your atmosphere with like people that I'm like, things I would like to say, because sometimes I probably
I can be a bit sharp with my words sometimes. Craig would say,
but you know what,
it's like I can't, sometimes I have no filter in what I say.
I like people like that,
but it's
though,
like, it's not, I don't do it in a rude way. I'm not being rude in a way, like, I don't go out to be nasty, but sometimes if someone pisses me off, I'm going to hear me. Like, I say it the minute it happens, and then it'll be squashed. I wouldn't like be sitting and be like, oh, this person,
I think I literally just, that's my downfall. Like, I'm real. I went in and off and
you
got haircuts.
You second guess yourself then.
And hated them. I mean, like, oh my God, can I get your card? Here's 20 euro
tip.
I'm like,
I'm
going to
fix that. Do you know what I mean? I'm honest.
And I hate myself for that. I'm like, why can't you just be honest? Because sometimes people don't mind the honesty. It's not always being
like,
rude.
Honest isn't being rude. It's just being honest. But, like, there's a way to be rude about it as well, which I'm not.
I was rare, my mum was always like, respect your elders, speak to people. So I was always real like, yes or no, so true, but but then when I step away from a scenario, sometimes I'm like, hold on a fucking minute, this bitch.
And when you say that you're a true friend, what does that mean to you?
I love my friends to bits, and I'd never let anyone speak about my friends, or I would never do and haunt my
she'd
friends.
Be in a room where you weren't in, and she'd speak highly of you. Because
I love my friends to death, like, literally, like, that's just,
and you know
best.
Why? One of the reasons why I love Sue the way I love Sue is because of the way she speaks about her friends to me.
Yeah.
That's why I love her.
But I speak like that about you as well.
Yeah, hopefully.
And you're looking.
Tell me about the kids growing up now. Like, you seem to come across that you had, like, growing up in Ballymun, you absolutely loved every single minute of it.
Loved
so
it.
So, what, like, for the kids, what do you want them?
Totally different. Now, I'm in Rathdowt now, and we're in, like, a little cul-de-sac, so it's great. Oh, there's loads of kids on the road, and Dawson's obviously 9, Isla's nearly 4, and there's kids of all ages. The two of them go out and play. Now, that's the summer, the winter's different. So, he's obviously on his game all the time. She's on her iPad doing me head in. Do you know what I mean? Because they have no outlet. So we do try and bring them out to the Phoenix Park on their bikes or whatever. But it's totally different than when we were kids. Like, you couldn't get us in off the road at me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, even in the flats, like, me nanny, me, God rest her, she was used to be looking out the window for me at 9 o'clock calling me, and I'd be hiding behind the cars and all, not wanting to come in. And like, that's from literally 11 o'clock in the morning. You're up, you have your breakfast out. Like, you'd be have to get to our room for your dinner. Do you know what I mean? Whereas the kids now, it's just totally different.
That's mad.
Yeah, it's
scary.
Completely different. And I don't really feel like there's any like clubs for kids. Like, we had a snooker hall in Ballymun.
There's nowhere to go.
Not really.
How did you know when you didn't have a phone when you were young that you had to come in?
I don't know.
I remember my mum.
No, there was one young fella that we hung around with. His name was Aaron, and he was the first to get a phone. Do you remember the 23 tiles and playing snake on it?
Yeah.
And the ringtones that you have to punch all the things in. He had a phone. But, like, even before that, I think, I don't know what it was, I think the minute people started disappearing, it was like, right, it's
Off. And you're probably down there, they're probably looking at you.
Yeah. Like, I was only on the fourth floor in Thomas Clark, so my mum could always see me. We were either at the clinic, so there was a clinic with car park, we'd play football there, or else on the field, or else on the steps of the block. So my mum could always see me, so she'd just show up the window.
When I lived in Hampton Green, there was like the Tower Hill it used to be called, and you used to chill and sit on this Tower Hill. But as soon as the porch light would go on, because I said to my mum, I used to be so embarrassed if she'd come out and be like, Fiona!
I said,
right, well, we'd do a little thing that you put the porch light on and I'll know that I have to go in there. So when she used to put the porch light on, I'd see it and I'd literally go for a few minutes. I'm like, John Wall, lads, I'm gonna
leg it, yeah. Side, right?
Yeah.
My own time.
You might have to tell me to go in and
stand and you can see her shadow behind the window.
What do you want for the sliced naples, the band, but also for you? It's like, what do you want for it? Like, what's your goal?
World domination.
Yeah.
World peace.
No, to be honest, we didn't really like, we're literally just winging this. Like, we don't have
we have a clue. We come up with the ideas weekly if we get a chance, if we get the out from the kids.
If I stop laughing, then I don't want to do it anymore. That's just fun. That's to be on then, though.
Yeah, it's just, we have the crack with it, and it's like a day out, and I'd be like, oh, I have to go to work tomorrow.
Do you know what? It's a break for
it's
us.
It's a break.
Like, it's like, from the kids. I have to go and do this, like, for two
sorry,
hours.
I'm so important.
Well,
from this
it takes
hour
like
to that
5 hour.
Hours
because I'm like,
no,
I'm not going.
No, but you know what? When we record ourselves, it is a thing of you have to break it down, see what he's like, airdrop it because the quality you lose, quality, all this shit. Yeah. So we do be like, now that's going to take about two hours, boys.
We just
doesn't.
Look,
they're going to listen to this now. We're screwed. Ronnie Massey.
Yeah, look, it does help.
I suppose.
Strong.
Do you know what?
And people
like this. Things like this, like, you know, like we've never done that like this before.
Yeah.
So all these new little engagements that we have.
More experience as well.
And just to keep the fun and keep people laughing. I just feel like there's a lot of sadness going on out there in the world at the minute, and I can even scroll on Instagram one day and not be on it and then just automatically just get sad or start crying out of a horrible video or whatever. So I think if you have that, like, I love nothing more than sitting on Instagram or TikTok and finding something funny and giving me such a belly laugh. I'm forwarding on to people. I'm literally crying and thinking, like, how funny is that and amazing that they can give you that giggle. And, like, as much as the upset and all is there, and I know all that is real, but just to have that, I think it's a little, like, a little escape for people. And January is already fucking pouring as it is, so it's like, why not light it up a little bit?
Yeah.
People a giggle.
Yeah,
we love a giggle, don't we? That's it, really. That's it.
You should pursue it, though. Would you not pursue it?
I don't know. We just
pursue
have the crack
acting
as it is. Who would mind the kids?
Percy.
Yeah, but could you imagine you like?
I could imagine her. She does it in front of me eyes all the time. Like, I can literally see her switch it.
Yeah.
And she's like, giving it all
end scene.
Yeah. Brittany as well. Brittany was
Stop.
Oh, Jesus,
you know,
Christ,
what?
I remember.
Did you see
Brittany video?
People didn't get that, which was even scarier, because
did
I was like, some people were writing, is she okay? And all
the movie's far and all. Free.
But you know what? I actually got more of a kick out of that, thinking, like, people think there's something wrong.
That was hilarious, but she just changes. It's like, you just morph into the character. And I'm just a gobshite standing beside her.
What do I do now? We were a good team. We work well together. I couldn't do it without her. She couldn't do it without me.
I love that about you. I swear to God, I love just the vibe off you. It's just click with each other and doing it. Like, and just the videos, just keep doing them. Like, just keep doing them and see. Like,
and like you said, we're having fun with it. And until
until we stop laughing at ourselves, we will keep going.
Because everybody else is.
Like, if we did a video and I didn't laugh at myself, I'd be like, nah.
Do you know, that's how we know it's good, when we're like, oh no, look how funny is that.
Yeah,
like, look at that, and then I'm like, do you know what? That's the best part about it.
Yeah.
Is that it's like that we're being like
cringy,
critical about
cringing at ourselves, because we're like,
if I don't cringe when I look at myself back, it's gonna be shite.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you won't do that she asked you to do?
No, I don't think so.
I think
I just got pretty much
involved
because I can see
just
the vision.
Yeah,
I do see the vision, and not even that. When she comes up, like, say if one of us finds an idea, the two of us sit there, and then we add on. It's
yeah,
like we escalate.
We even though if I have an idea, like she's saying, we all add on our own little bits that we're comfortable, because I'll even do out like the way I want to come across a thing, and then she'd be like, oh, I'd say that more of a way like this. So it wouldn't be something that I'd be saying, you have to do this. It's just like, it just flows the way it is.
So we do.
And you know what? Sometimes I'm like, here, actually, we have to bring a bit of pizza into it.
Yeah.
We forget what we're doing here.
Yeah, we forget what we're doing. Pizza,
Because the last video didn't have pizza in it.
Not much.
And then we were doing
the gubine. You're bringing on the good gubine.
The good gubine, you silly cat.
So people wouldn't know what gubine is.
Gubine is the chorizo that
But people wouldn't get that. People said, like, come here, you wouldn't in the accent I was doing.
No, you're in from
what was that? That's the funny thing about it, like, God damn, all them Scouse accents went to waste. Lessons.
But yeah, no, we will keep doing it, and as long as we're laughing, we'll keep going.
Yeah,
as well.
No, it's just a bit of fun, really. Yeah, I'm surprised you even asked us to come here.
Me too.
No, as I said, she's like, I just talked about, like, you know, what the podcast was about before, and I just love to see, like, women do well, and young women especially, like you two, do well and do these things and put yourselves out there and just see where it goes. Do you know what I mean?
So we have no idea. Like, we've no plans. We're just sailing in the wind and just seeing where we go.
What about your job? Like, do you be scared of going into the job?
I would be very upset.
Like pissing themselves.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god.
But it's your auntie, isn't it?
So my auntie is me manager.
Right.
I work with my cousin. That's
yeah. And Diane, her best friend.
Best friend
she's
works
so
with me as well.
Right.
And it's like 40. I think there's 37 of us in the place.
Right.
But
you know them all. Years.
I'm there. Like, I've been there 8 years.
Yeah.
I do Monday to Wednesday up there. Yeah. And obviously moonlight and slice meat.
So they just think it's hilarious.
Like, I'd never be like going into work.
But there'd be nothing worse than having a job where you went and you were completely different person.
But to be fair, I don't think I'd be able to walk in a place like that.
No.
The place I walk in, everyone's sound, we all talk to each other, everyone's real for a laugh, they're all friendly.
Yeah.
So it's the same
people
kind
do
of
just
vibe.
Be like, yous are mad.
You're
not well.
Yeah, that's it. We don't
get a laugh out of that.
Yeah.
That's a giggle.
No, I do go red a little bit sometimes. So like,
same. Yeah, of course.
I'm just like, in effect, but Glee and the waiter's like, you.
Oh, no, I knew you.
Into the cream spinach.
Not me, it's my sister.
What's a song called? It's Roxy and Ronnie.
Ronnie. Yeah, that's when we got the EastEnders idea.
Ireland, you're obviously the skinny tall one.
I don't even know which one is which, actually. Ronnie's the tall one.
Ronnie is the tall one.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I'm Roxy.
Roxy. I wish you the best of luck with everything.
Thank you so much
for just coming and just talking and just breaking it down and, you know, just talking about everything. And, you know, I know we didn't go too deep in with everything. And maybe one time you might come back
and
say,
we laugh at our traumas. We're like,
that's what
makes
us so funny, is all the trauma.
That's our gas.
Thanks, Emil, and I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
All right.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.